Welcome to the Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast. In each episode, you'll learn from experts about the best practices and technologies to live a happier, healthier, and hopefully a longer life. Here is your host, Claudia Erdenola.
Dear friends of Express Soul Health and Wellness Podcast, I am Claudia Erdenola. As you know, I am not a doctor, I am not a health coach. I am a professional engineer, but more than anything else, I am a person just like you, a consumer, somebody that is very interested in nutrition and how to optimize my health and live longer and happier. So we're here to learn together. I have today some of my thoughts as we are in springtime. I was thinking the other day about all of the different approaches that we have talked and discussed in my podcast with different professionals in the areas of functional medicine, holistic medicine, nutrition. We also talk about technologies that help us, assist us to feel healthier every day. So I was thinking, okay, we are in a spring and you know, we're getting out of the colder months for the people at north, getting rid of the winter clothes and getting more into these warmer days when people feel more composed to, you know, go outside to feel, get in the sun, get do more outdoor activities. And at the same time, also, many of you may be doing the spring cleaning at home, which is very common for many of us, just go and clean the leaves on the gutters and do, you know, cleaning the pavers around our pools. Anyway, the same thing happened with us and our bodies. And I want to talk to you about nutrition and food. I want to bring those reflections and bring some of those clips that I have from my previous interviews so we kind of put it together as a given a better context on why in this moment in the spring is a great time for us to start really getting more focus on doing a good detox like a spring cleansing in our bodies, but also bringing more attention to the food we eat. And the first thing we need to understand is that for our biological bodies, for our this living entity that composes our bodies, mind, and souls, healthier foods come down to what is real food. We need to eat real food. We hear this over and over. And I had a great conversation with Dr. Tom Cowan, and I asked him that question. And here is what he said about what is real food.
If you like the content of our podcast, subscribe to our channel and hit the notification button. Help us to spread the word on health and wellness. Also, check out our sponsors as we have great discounts for our listeners. And follow us in our social media outlets. We really appreciate your support. Thank you. In our seek for finding the truth, what is real? What do you think is real food? What is
anything
real
that
food?
Comes from nature in an unadulterated or minimally adulterated way? No, it doesn't have anything to do with vitamins or minerals or any of that stuff. We should eat plants and animals, and as unadulterated, and they should be grown in the way that suits them the best.
The best. I love that, and I know that in your Dr. Cowan's gardens, you're offering some of animal products that come from amazing farms where they really grow these animals and these vegetables and everything in such a beautiful and harmonious way, which is the way that I was actually growing my animals at my farm, because everybody had a different contribution to the ecosystem. And when you let them be, everything will work best. Without that much intervention.
Good. All right.
So as you see, Dr. Cowan defines the real foods in a very simple way. We have a problem in America. We got so much over-processed foods, and they are available everywhere, not only for adults. It is also for children. We see that it is the easy grab-and-go food, and many, in many cases, the preferred foods for many people in America and around the world. So talking about how we can get smarter in the way that we can incorporate nutrients in our lives. We live mostly in metropolitan areas. We don't live in farms as 100 years ago, where people grow their own food and the soils were rich and they contain all the nutrients that we needed for our nutrition. So since we live in the cities and we have this modern life full of conveniences, how do we ensure that the food that we're eating contains all the nutrients that we need? We talk about that with Asher Cowan. Asher is a co-founder and CEO of Dr. Cowan's Garden, and they produce vegetable powders and nutritional supplements exactly designed to do that, to bring to more nutrients and incorporate more nutrients in daily foods. And they did a great job by basically incorporating those powders and put it into the market so people can, do the same thing in their houses. So on those conversations that I had with Asher, I asked him specifically, in his opinion, where are the main deficiencies on the food sources that we have? And why we got in this, even people buying vegetables and meats, they don't have the nutrition they need. Here is what he said about that.
And in the sort of industrial, even organic agriculture business, they're using a lot of times synthetic chemicals and fertilizers. And in the case of organic, they're using, they might not be synthetic, but it's still just these, these basic NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium fertilizer. And it creates a big and maybe good looking vegetable, but it's not necessarily nutrient dense. And so what we need to do is we need to make sure the farmers are actually feeding their soil with, the compost from their farm. So they're taking spent plants, they're taking animal manure, they're composting that and creating rich nutrients and vitality that they're then putting into the soil, and that shows up into your vegetables and then into your vegetable powders. And so that's what we've done. We've really gotten to know our farmers. We talk to them all the time. We know how they're doing. We know how they're tending their fields. We know how they're raising their animals. It's a big benefit to us to be partnered with them because they're the ones that are really making a big difference.
But at the end of the day, we keep eating lack of nutrient-based food. So the powders make a lot of sense to incorporate them in the daily meals, as you say, as seasons and many other ways that we're going to learn from you today. But basically, when you guys started like your first selection of plants, what was the first vegetable powder that you started with?
We started with, I think it was our 3-beet powder. So beets are, it's a really good for you, really good for blood flow, for energy, for a lot of different things. And so that was one of our first. And we also started with our 3-fold blends. And so the point of the company was to try to get vegetable diversity into people's diets. And so when we talk about vegetable diversity, we're talking about the different parts of the plant. We're talking about the different colors, and we're talking about differences in how they're grown. All of that comes together to provide the full spectrum of nutrition, because you're not going to get the same vitamins and phytochemicals from an orange carrot as you are from a red beet, as you are from a green leafy kale. So you need all the different colors, all the different parts of the plant, the roots, the leaves, the stems, the flowering fruit parts.
With all of these new technologies and developing, we also open ourselves to information about great foods that we didn't have available let's say, in our surroundings. And those may be foods that can bring tremendous nutritional value. So I get interested about one in a specific that has been kind of like popular lately because the research behind anti-aging properties, and also some research suggests that the ingestion of this food also may increase the immune system and reduce the occurrences of cancer. So I'm talking about Ashitaba. That's a plant that I didn't know existed until not long ago. And I talk about it with Asher.
Vegetables. But I went through some of your offerings in your website, and I came across the one that really caught my attention, and it was the Ashitaba. And I would like to learn more about that. And why is getting so much attention right now, and why so many people still don't know of the benefits?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you noticed that one, because that one kind of is our star and is our top-selling product. It, despite not many people knowing about it. So it has a whole host of health benefits. It has a huge number of vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, everything like that. But it's been studied as for a treatment for cancer. It's been shown to reduce inflammation, provide energy, longevity. So it has anti-aging properties.
Wow. Is what I hear about anti-aging properties. So is that a plant that grows in the U.S.?
It can, but it's very difficult. So it's native to sort of the Asian islands like Japan, Philippines, Indonesia, those types of places. And so it needs that sort of tropical, wet climate. And so, you know, you can do it here, but it's very difficult. So we have farmers out in California, you know, they have a dry climate, but they have to modify it with shade coverings and lots of water and that type of stuff to get the plant to its fullest potential.
So as adults, we have these choices all around us, and it comes down to choices. It is what you choose to eat. It is what you are displaying in your plate and wanted to eat, what makes the difference on your body. Obviously, there are so many other factors, but the big idea is that we are what we eat, and it's kind of true. And we're getting smarter and smarter, and channels like this podcast, when we talk with specialists and doctors and nutritionists and people that are related to technologies that are ahead of the technologies, helping us to assist that getting healthier and optimizing our health. We're getting smarter, but we're adults. So what happened with those of you that have children, kids that are growing with certain preferences for food, and they're getting every day more particular about the way they eat? So many of you may find yourselves in a place where you don't even know how to feed your kids because they don't like everything that you like to eat. So for those picky eaters, actually Asher Cowan gave us a lot of ideas and how to incorporate these nutritional powders into meals that can make them more nutritious and flavored. So it was actually interesting. And I want you to remember from this conversation with Asher, this part when he gave us these tips about what we can do with our children when they are picky eaters.
That's great.
And so, you know, okay, so you start with the box mix or wherever you're starting from. You get to the point where you're adding stuff to that to make it more nutritional. Then you change up the mix. So now you can use some, you know, better quality flour and other ingredients to make the base of this. So you've gotten away from your box. Now you're making the base yourself and then still adding the other ingredients to it to increase the nutritional value. Then from there, you could even take it a step further and make the pancake mix better the night before and ferment it using some yogurt or whey or lemon juice or something like that. Leave it out overnight. It ferments, creates kind of this the beneficial enzymes, helps with digestion, and then still add the good quality, you know, additions later. So you could add the vegetable powders, but you could also add, you know, desiccated liver powders or something like that to the pancake. And now it's like you've gone from a box pancake mix to something that's actually really healthy by adding stuff to it and then changing the base to something. And your kids, they just think they're eating pancakes and they don't know anything.
And so, they love it.
Yeah, they love it. So, you know, I'm getting them to eat four vegetables and.
Yeah, you're making available super nutritious food in such a fun way that anybody can mix up with the normal food and make it a lot more nutritious.
So talking about the source of the foods and the quality of the foods that we are eating, we need to think about also about where they come from. We don't know where our food comes from, right? Most of the times, because we live in these metropolitan areas, we go to the supermarket and they may tell us and, you know, the labels, this is organic, but we don't really know where they come from. And actually with Asher Cowan, he made a very interesting point about the source of the vegetables that they use for their powders. They come from biodynamic farms. Do you know what is that? Probably you don't. But we're going to put this clip when you're going to learn about the biodynamic farms. It is the way that the farms used to be with our ancestors. That's why they didn't develop these metabolic diseases that we have in our modern lives. Obesity, for example, just to mention one. So biodynamic farms, this is a concept that we want to learn from. And we really will, the ideal situation would have our foods coming from these kind of farms. So here is what Asher told us about the biodynamic farms.
You mentioned a word earlier, ecosystem. So I want to just make this point about the sourcing and the farms and that kind of stuff. So a biodynamic farm is like 10 steps above and beyond a sort of USDA organic standard. Think of it as like a closed ecosystem. They're not allowed to bring any outside inputs onto the farm. So everything is sort of recycled and used on the farm.
So let's talk about some of the most devastated metabolic diseases of our times, obesity. I had this conversation with Amanda Decker a few months ago, and she gave us a very good explanation about what is obesity and what is morbid obesity. And here it is, Amanda.
Six. So if I was to define obesity, Amanda Decker's definition of obesity, it is an accumulation of fat on the body that is impacting the overall metabolic health. So if it is making changes to the body, if it is causing negative impacts to the body, it is obesity. And it doesn't matter if it is 5 pounds or if it is 100 pounds, we're in that obesity spectrum.
So I have cellulite or this or that. Are we really preconditioned genetically to be overweight, or this is a misconception? What is your opinion on that?
So I think largely it's a misconception. A lot of people just think that they don't have any option, that that's what's going to happen. They're predestined to it. And there are a few genetic causes of obesity, things like POMC and leptin deficiency, but these are present from birth or very, very young childhood, and it is extreme. You know, it is the toddler who is already weighing 100 pounds or the toddler who's already, you know, weighing significant amounts. And that's not the majority of the world population that struggles with obesity. Now, I do think that there are some genetic tendencies. So if it runs in your family, there are some tendencies for that. And some of that, or most of that, is due to environmental things. It's the environment that you grew up in, the food environment that you grew up in, the environmental exposures of things that you grew up in. But, you know, I'm in the South, and you've been here before, or you're kind of in the South too. I think of the obesity genetic like this. So you have a gun, and you're loading that the bullet in there that is the obesity gene, but whether or not that goes off depends on what you do with it. So if you feed it in a certain way, that's going to go off and you're going to be more likely to become obese. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in an environment or a situation that encourages it to go that way, it's going to happen, but it doesn't have to, which to me, that's empowering to know that you're not a hopeless case and you can do something about it.
In the discussions with Amanda Decker, we also talk a lot about the low-carb diets and this very successful approach on weight management. Amanda has a practice in Dixon, Tennessee, where she helps thousands of people to get in better health and manage their weight. And her approaches through low-carb diets have been very successful. We want to learn about that here with Amanda and our discussions that we have about low-carb diets. Right now, we're learning that the low-carb diets are a lot better approach. Why?
So, in my opinion, it is because the low-carb diet uniquely targets hunger and hunger control. So when you are restricting just calories across the board, you're restricting generally protein, fat, carbohydrate, everything. But each of the macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbohydrate, act differently on that hunger center of the brain. And protein in particular helps to quiet it. Fat also helps to quiet it, and it slows digestion of food through the intestines, so you feel full longer. So when you have someone who's been constantly, their brain's been spiked by insulin and by the hunger hormones triggered by carbohydrates, and you cut the carbohydrates out and generally increase the fat or the protein, hunger calms down. And sometimes for the first time in people's lives, do they feel full and satisfied with what they're eating. So they are actually in control. But it goes further than that. So there's the hunger aspect. And I think that's one why people with a low carb diet can see such great success, especially, but the next step is what it does hormonally to the body. So the low-carb diet, you've heard me say the word insulin a lot, but insulin's like a master hormone that is a key to a lot of different things in our body. And the low-carb diet targets that more than others. So it more effectively lowers that insulin and helps you to feel full and satisfied and helps to stabilize your blood sugars and helps to improve your blood pressure and helps to improve like your HDL cholesterol, that good cholesterol that helps to protect our heart and helps lower those triglycerides, which are more inflammatory, in my opinion, than the LDL cholesterol is. Mm-hmm. And so you just see, and the research backed this up, is that the low-carb diet, the low-fat diet does it, but not anywhere to the extent that the low-carb diet does. And coming from someone who personally tried restricting calories and fat for a long time, multiple times in her life, if I was hungry, I was eventually going to throw in the towel and eat. I was going to give up. I was going to fall off that wagon. And for 12 years, I haven't thrown in that towel yet and fell off the wagon, you know, because I am able to satisfy my hunger and I don't feel deprived like I did before.
And again, since we are in spring, and we do our spring cleaning in our houses. And, you know, this happens very often and basically every year in our own houses. We should do it also in our bodies. So what we can do to support these healthy eating practices, some of the good approaches to weight loss that maybe we gain over the winter, and how we can detox our bodies. I want to go back to my conversations with Dr. Riley Duncan. Dr. Riley Duncan is the CEO and founder of Clear Light Saunas. And with him, we have a delightful conversation about how saunas assist detoxification in the body, get rid of the toxins, heavy metals, and so forth. So here is what he said about that, which is actually very interesting. If you didn't know about the benefits of saunas, I would love for you to go and visit that episode with Dr. Riley Duncan and hear what he has to say about the overall benefits of the sauna. But here is he talking about detoxification.
Then, of course, the detoxification is so important because did you know that we have over 80,000 different chemicals that are in our environment that our great-grandparents did not. Now, think of that. You can't even do a test with more than one or two chemicals in the body. So there's a great researcher, scientist, Dr. Stephen Genius out of Canada, and he's done a lot of what is called BUS studies. That's blood, urine, and sweat. And he measures and puts people in saunas and measures all those things, measures the blood, the urine, the sweat, and shows how the heavy metals, the different chemicals are coming out of the body with the sweating. So
wow,
and then
heavy metals, that's yeah. And that is so difficult to detox from the organs too, you know, because
yeah,
how they, do you take them out? They are so yeah. deep into your body, and yet you're sweating it on the sun. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, it's very important. Then the cardio we talked about, this passive mm-hmm. cardio. And there's been a lot of studies that show people that are doing a workout. There is, if you use a sauna before the workout, it will help to prevent an injury. If you use a sauna after the workout, oh, and it will also help to build muscle mass. And of course, use it afterwards. It will help the body to relax down and to take out the lactic acid, things like that. And then one of the biggest things I haven't even mentioned is de-stress. So, you know, we have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic modes of the central nervous system, the CNS, and we're going to put you with that vasodilation that's going to put you in parasympathetic, and that's the not stress place, the rest and digest. So all you get, and the great thing, Claudia, you just go in. You don't have to do anything. You just sit in your sauna.
Sit down.
Yeah, you want to read your book. You want to listen. I listen to a little music.
Saunas sometimes. Also are great assisting humans in weight management. I can tell you that because I have one at my house and I go every night with my husband. This is our night ritual. We go around 9 p.m. We got it at the sauna ready and we go for 40 to 45 minutes. I cannot tell you the endless benefits that we have noticed. And actually, if I have to rate from all of my devices that I have at my house for health and wellness, you know, from my gym, all of my, you know, stuff that I have at home to exercise and so on, sauna probably is the one that I love the most. Why? Because it's just the endless benefits, relaxation, detoxification, weight management. My husband lost a lot of weight just by going every night on the sauna and just cleansing all of those toxins and allowing the system to, you know, to run with all of those toxins and just cleanse all of the organs. It's amazing. And so we talk about with Dr. Duncan, he gave us a very, very interesting study that they conducted at the State University of New York, SUNY, with his saunas. They did a study about 16 weeks, and the findings were incredible. And why? Here is what he said about that. And I would love for you to listen carefully because it really is amazing. If you cannot incorporate saunas, however, in your house, you may be able to visit a gym nearby your house when they have a sauna, and you can go and take a benefit of these amazing technologies that really help optimize, you know, the functions of the body and the mind, and why not the soul? So here is Dr. Duncan talking about how the saunas can assist on the weight management.
So we worked with them, and they did two different studies. The first study was 16 weeks, and people went and used the sauna, our sauna, three times a week for about 45 minutes. And that was for, like I said, 16 weeks. And what they found, and they were looking for body fat. So they asked people, don't change what you're eating. Mm-hmm. Don't exercise anymore. Just come and get in the sauna. So over the period of time of that study, the 16 weeks, they had up to a 4% drop in body fat. But they found that the people that came in late in the day or the evening lost more body fat. And they went, huh. So they did a phase two study with people coming in five times a week for 30 minutes. And after that, they came up with twice the rate. They came in at the later time of day, later afternoon. And they came up with twice the loss of body fat. So they went, huh, what's going on? So the hypothesis, you would need more research, is that when you go in the sauna, it's great that you're using it in the later part of the day.
Yeah.
Is it produce, we produce human growth hormone when you get into the sauna, all right? Human growth hormone is one of those things that helps to mediate weight gain, Okay. So that's a little bit of information.
So dear friends, these are my thoughts about spring and nutrition and how we have to be smart about the foods we eat, understanding what are the sources, learning about technologies that can help us to be healthier and more vibrant, and also understanding on how we can approach some diets or some nutritional programs that can help if, for those of you that are suffering with obesity or getting close to. This is a great time for you to get informed, and in channels like mine, you will have a lot of information, as every week we bring different experts and you know, in the fields of the health and wellness, telling us the latest and greatest about different approaches to our health and how we can learn or do it in ourselves and take responsibility, because this life, this body is only yours. Do it. This is our commitment here in an Express All Health and Wellness podcast, is to bring this information to you and make you aware that there are ways of us getting healthier, live longer, love longer. And again, we're here to enjoy this beautiful life and enjoy it in good health. This is my wish to you, and I hope you enjoy the content that we post here every week. Also, I want to invite you to take a look at the description box below and to see the links to Dr. Tom Cowan and Dr. Cowan Garden. Both websites are running their spring sales event, which is a great time for you to get their products at a discounted price. So go and take a look at those. Also, I want to invite you to take a look at the Clear Light Saunas. I talk about infinite times about the wonderful benefits from the use of the sauna. And I would like for you, if this is something that you can do and add it to your health and wellness routine and get one for your house, that would be amazing. And I have a great discount for you, my listeners and subscribers, so you can access to this technology that is an amazing addition to any routine on health and wellness. In the month of August, I want to invite you to the Low Carb for Better Health, which is an event that Amanda Decker is organizing. This is going to be at the Montgomery Bell State Park in Dixon, Tennessee. And all the information about that event is going to be in the description box as well. Amanda is bringing experts, doctors, and, you know, nutritionists and people, experts into the metabolic health, and help us understand why the low carb approach is a much better approach for healthy living. So this event is gonna be great, and I would love for you to get access. So go and take a look at the invitation and all the information about the event in the description below. And remember, until next time, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul. Take care.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you like the information that we shared with you today, please subscribe to the Express Soul Health and Wellness podcast and follow us in the social media outlets of your choice. Until next time, please remember, health is wealth for the body, mind, and soul.